Sadly, too many of us know what it means to work for a bad boss. This could include a boss who is bad at the actual job, or, as is often the case, they're good at the job, but really bad at dealing with people. How would you judge your boss? I want you to consider a few indicators that your boss might need a leadership tune-up. Ask yourself if you're seeing any of these. First is public criticism or demeaning behaviors. From time to time, everyone needs to receive tough feedback, but a great boss knows that you always praise in public and save critical feedback for private interactions. And in general, remember, there really is no place for negative, fear-based tactics at work. Next, think about their planning skills. Poor planners tend to do everything at the last moment, which forces the team to deal with emergency after emergency. That reduces the team's confidence in you and creates lots of unneeded stress. Excessive micromanaging is another bad boss trait. Maybe they're high-strung and just a little paranoid. This means they worry about whether or not everyone will get their job done. So they check in a million times to keep you on track. But what they're really doing is slowing you down. Finally, does your boss lack consistency? Anytime a leader perpetually switches positions, that's a problem. The team wants to believe in their leader, and few things support trust and create confidence like being consistent. Always strive to be consistent in how you treat others and consistent with how you make and stick to your decisions. If you're seeing too many of these behaviors, you need to start being proactive to take care of yourself. So be sure to remember these tips. First, be a great performer. Having a bad boss is not an excuse for being a bad employee. The better you perform, the more you'll create options for yourself, options other than working for your current boss. Also, put everything in writing. Take great notes about all of your tasks and all of the instructions the boss gave you. Capture everything, including all dates and deadlines. If you're experiencing bad behavior, keep notes on every single instance in case you need it later. Next, don't forget to rely on your network. You need quality connections to others at work who can help you stay sane. Be positive and professional. Don't use them to vent negatively about the boss. However, with a friend outside of work, feel free to vent and get it out of your system. Last but not least, know your rights. If a boss crosses the line, you need to know relevant company rules or laws. But be careful. Speaking up might be the right thing to do, but unfortunately, it's not risk-free. So before you go to HR, be sure you have a strong, well-documented case. Bad bosses can be very difficult to endure, but if you're lucky and really paying attention, they'll teach you a lot about how not to lead, and that makes you a better leader.